Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
A warning. The following story contains elements that may distress some people. In Sudan, rape is being used as a weapon of war, where women and girls fleeing the conflict are describing sexual assault, torture, and abuse as they try to reach safety. Médecins Sans Frontières says sexual violence against women and girls is widespread in Darfur, and warns the cases reaching its clinics are only a fraction of what is happening on the ground. MSF says 3,396 victims and survivors of sexual violence were treated in its supported facilities in North and South Darfur between January of 2024 and November of 2025. MSF Emergency Coordinator Miriam Larousi says this violence is not incidental. She says women's bodies are being used as part of the war.
We're now calling all the warring party to just stop using women's body to fight this war, to hold the fighters accountable every time there is SGBV cases. This is possible. This is a matter of will.
MSF says survivors in Darfur have described gang rape, rape at gunpoint, and severe physical violence, often while trying to flee attacks and reach safety. The organization says women and girls made up 97% of those treated in the cases it documented. And the warning from MSF is being echoed internationally by the UN's human rights chief, Volker Türk.
I met 9 women and girls, all of them survivors of sexual violence, and they told me horrific stories. I've never seen so traumatized individuals. What they told me was about a gang rape in Al-Fashir. When they tried to flee, they told me about the men being taken out and killed in front of them. Then some of them were taken, older younger women, taken away, sometimes held for ransom, and gang raped for days in some instances. The trauma that they have gone through is unspeakable. This is a weapon of warfare. Sexual violence is used as a weapon of warfare. It's a war crime, and it's a crime against humanity.
The violence is not confined to sexual assaults. The UN Human Rights Office says drone warfare has intensified sharply this year, and that more than 500 civilians were killed in drone strikes between the 1st of January and the 15th of March. It says schools, markets, and health facilities have all been affected. Ms. Larousi says those attacks are now close to daily, and civilians are being hit in places that should be safe.
We're talking about drone attacks. This is close to a daily occurrence right now. And drone attacks, not only on military target, we're talking about school, we're talking about health structure, we're talking about markets. Civilians are being killed every day by drone attacks. We're talking about a massive displacement, where 14 million people have been displaced by this war. 14 million Sudanese. 9 million inside of the country, 4.5 outside of it. So this situation of sexual violence is happening in this ground.
The wider humanitarian toll is also immense. Millions of people have been displaced since the war began in April of 2023. Many forced to flee their homes more than once. And for many women, reaching help can take days. MSF says survivors have often had to travel for days to reach Kerr and Tawila in North Darfur, with many arriving after fleeing El-Fashir and other conflict zones. Midwife Gloria Andreo says many women only begin speaking once they are somewhere safe enough to do so.
I happened to encounter so many cases of survivors coming to confide in me for what has happened to them during the time they flee from El Fasher to Uganda. It was a heavy moment and a difficult moment, both to me and also to the survivors who came to seek for care.
She says many women told her they had seen killings and brutality on the road to safety.
A lot of them testified their colleagues being killed on their way while they were coming to Tawila. A lot of them witnessed brutality, physical torture, psychological torture, gang rapes, and raped under gunpoint. This takes a strong energy for one to stand up and say, ABCD has happened to me, considering the community that they live in. It's a very conservative community where talking about sexuality is considered as a taboo.
That is also why timing matters. MSF says many survivors arrive after the first 72 hours, which health workers consider the critical window for emergency care after rape, including treatment for injuries, prevention of infection, and urgent medical support. Ms. Andreo says that delay can affect what care is possible.
We were seeing an average of 10 to 15 women per day who turn up. A greater percentage of it arrive after 72 hours. As healthcare practitioners, we consider the 72 hours as a golden period because we provide a lot of care within that period.
Sudan's conflict began on the 15th of April in 2023 when a power struggle between the Sudanese armed forces and the paramilitary rapid support forces erupted into open fighting. Since then, the war has spread far beyond Khartoum, devastating Darfur and other regions and exposing civilians to ethnic violence, hunger, displacement, and repeated attacks on homes, hospitals, and markets. MSF says the cases it has documented are only the visible portion of a much larger crisis. And Ms. LaRussi says one of the biggest barriers now is access to survivors, to communities, and to basic care.
The data that we have are very focused on North Darfur and South Darfur. Now the reality we know is far bigger than that. These data are the peak of the iceberg. And still these data are huge, huge. So it really gives you the feeling of what is right now happening on the ground and all the women, the victims we don't have access to. And that's the main issue when it comes to Sudan generally. The lack of access to the patient, to the victim of sexual violence that we're having is a real issue. We need now to have full access within Sudan, within Darfur, and have the freedom to implement the programs that we want to implement in order to support the population.
International investigators are also examining what is happening in Darfur. The ICC told the Security Council in January that it is undeniable sexual violence is being committed there, and that its Darfur investigation remains active. Eight groups say the cases documented so far are only part of a much wider crisis, with many survivors still beyond reach. If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Text 0458-737-732 or visit 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. In an emergency, call 000. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app,
and SBS On Demand.